BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Iraqi forces say they've recaptured a town near the city of Mosul as a major offensive against Islamic State militants continues. Elite troops targeted the town of Bartella in an assault supported by helicopter gunships. Donald Trump has said he will accept a clear result in next month's US presidential election, but reserves the right to legally challenge an outcome he considers questionable. Earlier in the final presidential debate with his rival Hillary Clinton, he refused to say whether he would accept the result. The United States says a declaration by the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, that his country is to separate from Washington is inexplicably at odds with the traditionally close relationship between the two countries. The State Department said the U.S. would be seeking an explanation. Health experts from the U.S. and more than 30 Latin American and Caribbean countries are holding their first summit on tackling the Zika virus. Scientists from the World Health Organization believe the mosquito-borne virus is linked to babies across the region being born with the neurological disorder microcephaly. The mother of an Argentine teenage girl who was abducted outside her school, then drugged and killed, says changes needed so that young people can feel safe. Marta Montero told the BBC the illegal drug trade was infecting the minds of adolescents. The Saudi-led military coalition that backs the government side in the war in Yemen says a ceasefire there has not taken hold. A UN-brokered truce was meant to last 3 days. But after the first day, a spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said rebel violations meant there was no ceasefire to speak of. And a tiger in northern India that had killed 2 people has been shot dead after a 6-week hunt. Villagers had become afraid to go to the fields to harvest their rice, and parents were reluctant to send their children to school. BBC News.